Well, hi there. I guess you can tell by the opening theme song, things are going to be a little bit different this show. Hi, my name is Clint. This is Day at the Beach podcast number 77. And I thought I'd pull out a bunch of old traditional surf-sounding songs for podcast number 77. Starting off with the theme show, the theme song, Let's Go to the Beach, this time performed by Sanford and the Sandy. That comes from off of a Beach Party, a Garpack Surf and Dance, Surf and Drag compilation of songs put out by Ace Records. Hey, let's see, what's going on here? I thought I had I'm not doing too well here. But I'm really going to try to hold the talking to a minimum, first of all. Those of you who are regular listeners probably know that I ramble way too much, and I'm going to try to hold that to a minimum. I'm going to start the show off with a song by the Knights out of New Mexico. The CD is Surf in the Southwest, Santa Fe Style, and the name of the song is Legends. And as I was pulling songs off the shelf to play for this traditional show, I was listening to this song, and it sounded just so good. I just love the sound of the Knights. And so I took the CD, and I've been listening to it. I pulled these songs out a few days ago. And it just reminded me how much I really like the sound of the Knights. It's kind of a mellow, smooth kind of sound. And anyway, I just really like it. This song is called Legends, and Dick Stewart of the Knights wrote this song for his mentors in the guitar world. George Tomsko of the Fireballs, Noki Edwards of the Ventures, and the harmonic melodies of Jimmy Torres of the String-Along. So give it a listen. This is Legends by the Knights.
Thank you.
All right, the New Dimensions right here on A Day at the Beach, podcast number 77 with a song called Soul Breakout. It comes from a best of song by the New Dimensions, Cat on a Hot Foam Board, of course, being their big hit. The Romancers before that doing the Slosson Shuffle. Slosson, one of the main streets up in the LA area, and the Knights with Legends off of their Surf in the Southwest Santa Fe Style. If you want to catch any of the other Knights recordings, albums, or whatever, just go to lancerecords.com and check that out, lancerecords.com. Okay, as you might have picked up or might have not, I am doing all old traditional kind of surf songs, something like that. I have several new things that I have recently got in the mail. Those will have to wait until podcast 78. But for now, this is dedicated to all you lovers of that old traditional oldies kind of surf music from way back when. So let's keep going here with Johnny. I've never said Johnny and the Knight Riders before. Anyway, this is John and the Knight Riders doing Moontide. We'll be right back.
song to report that sharks have been spotted along the coast. The sharks, traveling in pairs, are seeking their prey of choice. Surfers, you have been warned. Stay out of the water. I repeat, stay out of the water. We'll be right back.
All right, nice cool song there by the Duotones. Paul Johnson and Gil Orr doing the classic Mr. Moto. Before that, we heard Pavlov's Woody, the Simpson brothers, Don and Doug Simpson, make up Pavlov's Woody. They did Apocalypso from their Castaway Motel CD. The Torquays before that was Sunset Cruise. Torquay is probably one of my favorite bands of all time. Steve Zoist on guitar, Armin Brown, Don Parra, Duff Paulson. Duff wrote that song, Sunset Cruise, along with Pete Curry fills in every once in a while, along with Jerry Gordon. Anyway, those are the Torquays. Miss those guys a ton. Drifting Sand in there with that funny little song, Shark Shark, off their very first CD called Surf Pop. The Diamond Heads did Skag Party off of their Sonic Blue CD. John and the Night Riders with Moontide. That comes from Fiberglass Rockin'. This is podcast number 77. It's a day at the beach. I'm trying to keep it more on the traditional side. Some of the songs kind of get out there a little bit. I know they're not all classic traditional surf songs, but yeah, you get the drift, right? Anyway, let's play something by the Exotics out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin here, okay? The song is called Skimpy. This is A Day at the Beach.
Thank you.
right. The Mach 4 doing Astro Boy comes from their Road Test CD. Buddy Doogie's really a rockabilly kind of guy and plays a lot of double neck guitars. Regardless, he did a CD called Plays Hot Rod Surf, and we heard a song called Lonely Gasser. You can go with that wherever you want. But anyway, I guess if you're a gasser, you'd be lonely a lot of the time, wouldn't you? Anyway, a lot of lonely things going on in the world of surf music. Glasgow Tiki Shakers before that did Pele's Tears from a Live in Venice CD. Los Relampagos, a band out of Spain in the early 60s. They were Spain's answers to the Shadows or the Ventures over there. Los Relampagos. They did Dos Cruces, meaning two crosses. Impressing you with my bilingual skills here. Los Relampagos, by the way, means the lightning bolts, in case you're interested. The Del Vamps with a song called Apollo comes from their Play With Fire CD. And the Exotics did Skimpy from their Lost album. My name's Clint. If you want on an email list that'll notify you when the podcast comes up, simply get in touch with me somehow. Tell me you want on the playlist. That's probably the first place where I post my playlist and I let people know that a new podcast is up and running. So if you'd like to be notified of that, just give me a holler, okay? These are the Crossfires.
Thank you.
The Surfite's doing for Surfers Only off their Big Pounder CD. I think they come out of Sweden, if I'm not mistaken. Sweden or Finland? Somewhere up there. The Belairs before that with Bedlam, another song written by Paul Johnson. That comes off of Volcanic Action. The Crossfires did Revelair off of a self-titled CD. The Mach 4, did I mention that? With Astro Boy, I think I mentioned that. And that came right after Buddy Doogie doing A Lonely Gasser. Okay, I'm out of here. I'm going to play one more song, and this will be by Merrill Funkhauser. And it's only appropriate that I end the show with a song called A Day at the Beach. Started things off with Let's Go to the Beach by Sanford and the Sandys, kind of the variation on the old Satan Pilgrim theme song. But anyway, we'll hear from Merrill, and then I'm out of here. Just to let you know, I still have a couple of Monterey CDs. They're little, it's a little five-song EP that they sent me, and I have two of them left. If you would like one for your listening enjoyment, just send me an email, okay? I think I pretty much saturated the giveaway thing on these CDs, but if you still want one, please let me know, and I'll throw it in the mail to you. Wherever you are around the world, Australia, South America, Europe, or down the street here in San Diego. Alrighty? Thanks again for listening. This is Merrill Funkhauser, and I'll be out of here until next week. This has been podcast number 77. We'll see you next time.